Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Hey, fellas, this is what you work all off-season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
Six Mississippi, seven Mississippi.
Blitz!
Boone, this is Fan CT, and I'm here with Hurricane, and you're joining us for 7 Mississippi here on the HQ Sports Network. I mean, what a week it was in the 3BZB this past week. A lot going on. Some things you expected, other things you didn't expect. Hurricane, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I've had better days, you know. Kind of a little down, a little losing streak, but you know, I'm still the number one overall seed in points, and looking to get back on track this week.
Yeah, you took one on the chin there from the seventh floor crew. He put up 180. He put up 157.68. That's not Hurricane, but if that's your floor, it could be a lot worse. I mean, Pacheco didn't come through for you, right? You know, you still got Jefferson on IR, but you had Chase and Diggs do their thing. You know, you had Jake Ferguson, you know, put up 15. Downs still gave you almost 15, right? Joshua Palmer only gave you 5. It wasn't a terrible week, but your guys just didn't go off in Category 5 style.
Yeah, I mean, and Lamar Jackson just shit to bed after putting up a 40 points the prior week, so that doesn't help either. Yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? These things happen, a couple of injuries, but, you know, in a week or two, the guys will be ready to go, so.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the standings. Well, we look at the standings, and as you said, you're on top, but now you got some company. You're in first place, but so is Ox Misfits. The seventh floor crew was also tied, and Waka Flocka. We got four teams at 5-3. We look at the points forward, the points for, and yes, you are on top with 1,452 points. You got Ox and his Misfits at 1,400, so 50 points behind you. Seventh floor crew and Walker are not too far behind Ox Misfits. So up top, Hurricane, I mean, look, right now, nobody, I don't know. Can anybody really claim that they are the king of the 3BZB at this current time?
I mean, listen, some of them had a couple nice weeks. You know, Walker had a big week last week. You know, seventh floor crew came up with the game of his life when he played me last week, and I mean, listen, it's still close. It's still early. We still have a lot of weeks left. But I'm very confident, fairly confident that I'm going to come through and dominate like I once was. So,
you have Justin Jefferson still on IR. But when he comes back, he's not going to have Captain Kirk. And it looks like the Vikings yesterday, they traded for Joshua Dobbs. From Arizona. I mean, he started off the season looking really good. He looks like more like a pumpkin now, but Minnesota went and traded for him. So, I mean, what do you think about Jefferson's future with Dobbs under center?
I don't think it's going to matter too much. Jefferson is just such an elite receiver. You know, he runs really good routes. He's very fast, physical, can jump up and catch the ball. I expect him to go back to normal. I'm not worried at all. And yeah. Dobbs is young enough and, you know, active enough where he can scramble, he can throw. So I don't think it's going to change anything for Justin Jefferson. He's just too talented.
Yeah, and Dobbs, you know, look, he knows how to move around the field. He knows how to make the necessary throws. I think Jefferson will be okay. You also got Achan coming back soon. So that'll help your team. Yeah, it definitely looks like it was more of a bad week, or, you know, what is it, two losses in a row now?
Two.
Yeah, so two losses in a row. But some of the commentary in the chat about your season's over and you're getting attacked by the notorious EIB and these nuts, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's warranted.
Yeah, I mean, like, these nuts had to freaking, you know, they beat me right at the end when, you know, he ran in with his running back for, what the hell was it, DeAndre Swift, the last play of the game with, like, 30 seconds left to go in the game. And when I was playing him, too, I mean, what the hell, I didn't have a tight end, so I had to pick up a shitty tight end. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, and I almost beat him, so...
Well, don't look now. You know, these nuts started off really bad, but they're 4-4. That's one game behind you.
Yeah. I'm not sweating it. I mean, look, his team is filled with players of the same team. I mean, he has Jacksonville and he has Philly. I mean, I get the Philly situation, but, you know, every game is not going to be where he's going to get A.J. Brown to go off every single game. I mean, there will be targets to the other receivers as well. So let's be clear here.
With A.J. Brown, no, him and Tariq Hill, they're on pace to go over 2,000 yards each. And when you're halfway through the season like A.J. Brown is, and you're on pace to set a record, I don't think there's anything stopping this train right now. I mean, he is a freight train. Devontae Smith will be fed when A.J. Brown is done eating, okay? That's just the way it's going to work right now. And the notorious ZIB, who has Devonta Smith, can tell you a whole lot about that. Now, you look at the points against. This is where the comeback kid or the comeback adult used to say to me when he was, you know, early days in fantasy, he said, you know, fantasy T, the points scored against really tell you how tough a team is, right? Now, what they've had to go through to put up to get those W's, right? It tells you how consistent a team is. And Hurricane, right now, you have the second least points scored in the league at only 1,259. Only Waka Flocka has had it easier at 1,221. Versus, you go all the way up top, and who's up top? The comeback adult, 1,453. The notorious ZIB, 1,444 points against. Those teams have been through a lot, Hurricane. And right now, I don't see that your team has truly been tested week in, week out.
Listen, I can't help if when people play me, the team doesn't put up their elite points or shit happens on their end. I mean, listen, I was cruising at 5-1. Now I'm coming back to earth a little bit at 5-3. But, you know, these things happen to everybody. It's a roller coaster. I mean, it's football for a reason. There's going to be good weeks and there's going to be bad weeks. If people are not going to come and play and put their premier players in there and do what they have to do, then what are you going to say? There's nothing more to say. I can't control outcomes. I can just control putting in the right people in the right circumstances and letting it fall from there.
It's week 9 in the National Football League. We're in November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter cold ahead and winter coming early. And it's November. In the 3BZB, in the league where they play in the marquee matchup of the week for the 3BZB here in week 9. And week 9 in the National Football League, we got these nuts, the fourth seed, taking on
or sorry, Waka Flocka, the 4 seed, taking on These Nuts, the 5 seed. And Hurricane, when I look at this matchup, I see two teams that offer you different types of scoring. I think These Nuts will give you a good, steady score typically most weeks, but I don't know how much they can necessarily go off week to week because of, as you mentioned earlier, how much they're invested in Philly and how much they're invested in Jacksonville. And only so many points can be scored by one team each week. This week, however, Jacksonville is on a bye, and so he's got a lot more diversity, if you will, in his players, including starting potentially Drake London now and Zay Flowers, Rashad White for Tampa Bay. I mean, that's not exciting. You got DeAndre Swift there and AJ Brown. Higgins is coming back to life. I think we got the potential here for These Nuts to have a good week, but I'm a little worried about Will Levis at quarterback going up against the Steelers. I mean, he looked great in that fucking Houston Oilers game in those beautiful Houston Oilers throwback jerseys. And he took a lot of deep shots, and you got to like that. And DeAndre Hopkins liked that. But can he do it again this week on Thursday night on a short week against a pretty good, still pretty good Pittsburgh Steelers defense, where DeAndre Hopkins might see a bit more of the rookie cornerback whose dad used to Joey Porter Jr. Joey Porter Jr., he's been playing pretty good. He'll probably be on Hopkins. So what do you think about Levis this week?
I think These Nuts are going to – he's going to really be tested this week. You know, like we said, I mean, his Jacksonville's on bye. He's not going to have ATN, who is really his main source of points. You know, he got him 31 points. He's not going to have that this week. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins just went off against Atlanta for 42 points. I really like Waka in this game. I mean, I know he has Philly, he has AJ.
And Hopkins went off on Atlanta where they had AJ Terrell, one of the top corners in the league. So questions about his age and his demise, maybe he put those to bed last week.
Yeah, and, you know, he has Hockenson, he has Bryce Hall. I mean, he has a ton of great matchup. Thielen, I mean, I know he's going to change out his defense on for San Francisco, but, I mean, I think Walk is really going to dominate These Nuts this week.
Yeah, he sure has a lot of, you know, players in good positions. He has an exciting team. You know, he's got CeeDee Lamb who went off last week, and Rashid Shaheed, he had a big, big week last week. And it makes me wonder, is any receiver in New Orleans really going to give you that boom or that potential boom on a weekly basis? And I don't think you could say that about Chris Olave because it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened with Michael Thomas. And Rashid Shaheed, even though he has the lowest floor of those receivers, he seems to be the only player that offers that boom. So this will be an interesting matchup, but I have to agree with you. You know, he's got Herbert. Waka Flocka's got Herbert against a tough Jets defense, but Herbert will get his points, whereas These Nuts is going with Will Levis. It's a bye. You know, he's trying to get through these bye weeks. I get it. This just might not be the right week for These Nuts against Waka Flocka. I'll take Waka Flocka as well. In another good matchup this week, we've got the 7th floor crew, the 3rd seed, taking on the comeback adult, the 6th seed. And this one here, we're looking at a blank screen on the 7th floor crew side, but over on the comeback adult side, what stands out to you?
He has a couple tough matchups. You know, Miami's playing Kansas City in the morning. So he has Tua and he has Tariq going. And Tariq was really, he's been doing his thing. But, you know, we'll see what Kansas City does to try to combat that. I mean, he has Michael Thomas. Eckler seems like he's back in form. You know, he just had a big week. And then he has Gabe Davis. You know, he just had a huge week last week against Tampa Bay. So, you know, the comeback adult has some pretty... got some pretty good players in some great positions this week.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I see him benching Rashee Rice against Miami in that absolute banger on Sunday morning from Germany in a game where he's got Tua and Tariq. Maybe he wants to think about running it back with Rashee Rice versus Michael Thomas, who's not going to go off, and, you know, he'll get you his 10 or 12 points. But Rice, I think he could. He has a chance. That's going to be a shootout. I don't know if I'd bench Rice. Garrett Wilson against the Chargers. He'll see a lot of Asante Samuel Jr. He plays, almost as good as his dad. But I think with Wilson's quickness this week, and specifically his slant route, and Asante Samuel tends to kind of sell out a little bit too much on that slant route. I look for Wilson, and I'm going to kind of make a big call here. I think Wilson is going to have a long pass, a long reception this week, possibly a long touchdown reception, working off of Asante Samuel's vulnerability there. And I think Mark Andrews, he's been a big part of this team's stability this season, the comeback adult. And they're in a great matchup against Seattle, 2-5-2 teams, Baltimore and Seattle. It's interesting to see how much Seattle's secondary will be able to kind of hold him down. But I think Andrews will do his thing. I just don't see enough boom. He's got Gabe Davis versus Cincinnati. Well, that's also could be a shootout. I do see boom here. I don't know what I'm talking about, honestly. What about you, Hurricane?
I think Seventh Floor Crew has to have a couple things go right. I mean, he had Jordan Addison go off last week for 21. You know, Cooper Kupp has to really pick it up. You know, he was abysmal against that blowout against Dallas. He only got him 6 points, so he's going to have to really pick it up for him. And then, you know, he has to have Derrick Henry keep doing his thing. I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty close matchup. It's going to come down to what Cooper Kupp will give him and what Josh Allen would give him. But, it's going to be a tight one. At this point, I'm not really sure who will win this matchup.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Cooper Kupp going up against a zone-heavy Green Bay defense. Yes, they got Jair Alexander, who'll probably be on Kupp most of the time. But Puka Nacua is keeping teams honest now more and more. But I think Cooper Kupp, Jair Alexander or not, you know, you play too heavy of a zone against the Rams, and they're going to slice you up. I think Cooper Kupp is going to have a bounce-back week. The Rams got demolished last week by the Cowboys, who tend to show up whenever they want to, I guess. I don't know what we make of the Cowboys. But speaking of the boom, where I said I didn't really see it on the comeback adult side, that was wrong, because I was looking at the Seventh Floor Crew side. I see a lot of boom with the comeback adult. And outside of Kamara for the Seventh Floor Crew, McLaurin against New England, I don't see the boom there. I can see the boom with Cooper Kupp. And you got Josh Allen versus the Bengals. There is some boom here, but you got Derrick Henry against Pitts. It's so hard to do this guy's team, honestly, unbelievable. I see more boom on the comeback adult side. I think if this is a lower scoring battle, the 7-4 crew will win. But if they start to go to the moon with this one, I'll take the comeback adult.
Yeah, I see why you're saying that. I mean, McLaurin too, you know, even though he had a decent game, Jahad Dotson, you know, led the team in receptions, really went off.
Yep.
You know, so I think the team is definitely going to start going more to him just because of the talent level that's there. You know, they've been really neglecting him all year. But yeah, I have a comeback adult as a slight favor, and the fact that he does this whole empty roster construction, it really annoys the people who are trying to pick games and, you know, do some analysis.
I'll tell you what, though, when you're playing him, it is a good strategy. You know, it used to get under my skin, like, I got to deal with this again. I mean, now it doesn't, but it really kind of keeps you in the dark unless you're willing to do all that analysis, which I think certain teams are. But the Notorious ZIB isn't, and maybe that's why the Notorious ZIB Fantasy Tees team is in last place. They are the peasants of the 3BZB with a 2-6 record. And this week they have to take on Hurricane, the number one team in the 3BZB with still the most points scored. Hurricane, I'd really like to hear your analysis before you hear mine.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a good game. You know, I wouldn't necessarily rule out the Notorious Zib. You know, he has Nachua against Green Bay. That should be a good matchup. He has Chris Olave. He has Devontae Smith. I think he'll start doing his thing. You know, the Giants have a decent game against the Raiders, especially that the Raiders just fired both the coach and the GM. So we'll see how that impacts the players. Jonathan Taylor is really, you know, back to old ways as far as, you know, touches and stuff like that. And then, you know, he also has Zach Moss because, you know, he's still getting some of the workload that should be going to Taylor. I mean, the key to the Notorious Zib is I know that Justin Fields will be out, but I'm curious who's going to pick up off waivers to start him in that. Yeah,
That's a big problem for the Zib, and I saw him pick up. I mean, why am I still talking to the third person? I picked up Deshaun Watson. Now they're saying the beat writers are saying he's got more zip on the ball than he had all season from that rotator cuff injury. There's some high hopes there, and if he's ready to play this week, I'm going to start him because Kyler Murray's not ready to play this week, and Justin Fields is still out. Jared Goff is on a bye. I mean, it's tough out there. It's ribs is touching with them quarterbacks on the waiver wire. One thing I do like about the Zib this week is the matchup for Devontae Adams versus the Giants. Now, obviously, Adams slammed his helmet on Monday night in frustration. Who wouldn't? Aiden O'Connell is going to get the start for the Raiders. And Jimmy Garoppolo is benched. So my niece is not happy about that. But he is benched in a heavy man blitz D that the Giants run on the Wink Martindale. Adams, I don't care if he sees Hawkins or Deontay Banks or Adoree Jackson. He's going to see a lot of man. And Devontae Adams against man coverage, I think Devontae Adams, believe it or not, is the sleeper of the week in fantasy. The entire week, not just no-name guys, not just big. He is going to put up a massive game. And if he can put up enough, maybe the Zip can hang with the Hurricane.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to need to, you know, the Zip is going to need definitely a couple guys to go off. Should we go to the other side and look at my team as well?
That's kind of why I ended it with, like, you know, Hurricane.
Okay. So Lamar, you know, Lamar will... You know, he's playing a good matchup against Seattle. Can't get any worse than that abysmal 15 points he put up last week.
I mean, what do you think about the Seattle? That's a tough matchup. He's got Jamal Adams, I think, is still back there. He's got the rookie Devin Witherspoon, and he's got, you know, Richard Sherman II in, I forget his name. Go ahead. But it's going to be a tough matchup. Now, do you look at this to be a high-scoring game and he'll put up points?
No, I mean, I expect maybe around 25, 26 out of them. I'm not expecting a huge game.
That's probably all you'll need against the Zip. Oh, his name was Tariq Woolen. All right, Jamar Chase versus Buffalo. They don't have Tre'Davious White for the rest of the season. He's their number one quarter. He could go off in a potential shootout, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. And then you got Stephon Diggs and another good matchup, you know, against, you know, the Bills, against the Bengals. So that's two shootouts right there. And then the guy who's really come off as of late, and not just because Justin Jefferson's not there, is Josh Downs is really doing his thing.
I gotta give it to you, Hurricane. I gotta give it to you. When I saw you pick up Josh Downs, I was like, all right, there's Hurricane with his nonsense, you know. And he's a consistent almost 15 points a week. I mean, he is one of the pickups of the year. You know, I got to give you credit for that.
Yeah.
What did you see in Downs that made you say, you know, I got to go pick this guy up?
I mean, they kept mentioning him a couple weeks, and you know, the fantasy experts, and they said, you know, he's young and a good route runner, and you know, he's going to break out anytime. So any game now, he's going to break out. So I figure I pick him up before I have to really blow the budget on him. So
yeah, he's a rookie. He's a rookie. Yeah. You know, he was a third round pick. You know, he's 5'9", a buck 70. You know, you see on paper, and this is why you don't judge players on paper. You went to North
Carolina. He's so fast.
He's, I mean, yeah, you got a good eye there, Hurricane. That's that pickup right there has helped you as you've gone through these struggles. Jeff Ferguson at tight end against Philly, man, that Dallas Philly game, 4:25 on Sunday. That's going to be a beautiful game to watch over there. Raheem Mostert against Kansas City. Tyler Lockett versus Baltimore. Ford versus Arizona. What about Ford? Are you happy with Ford lately?
I know he was banged up, and he still gave it a go last week. Still got 6 points. But, you know, like, Ford gives you generally between, you know, 15 to 16 points. I mean, I'll make an assessment on him before game time to see if he's good to go. I mean, he's okay. I mean, he's still the number one. He's just a little banged up right now. So, Yeah, yeah. He's not bad. I mean, Joshua Palmer is, you know, he's doing, you know, he's kind of doing his thing, and then he kind of dropped off. So, I mean, he is what it is for now until kind of, you know, Devon comes back. So,
yeah. So I agree with you. I'm going to take the Hurricane here, and he'll remain in first place. Wouldn't say it's a total blowout. The Zip will put up a fight, but I think midway through the fourth quarter, the Hurricane's going to pull away. The final matchup is the second seed Ox Misfits versus Ace, the seventh seed. We're not going to cover this for radio ratings purposes. Nobody wants to see this game, and Ox Misfits are going to destroy Ace. And that's it, Hurricane. That's week 9 in the 3BZ. And hey, I had a blast doing it, Hurricane.
Yeah. Let's look to do it again next week. I look forward to it.